Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, welcome, 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 welcome. Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Every Day is Saturday show. And today just happens to be Saturday, October 25th, 2014. This is actually show number two for today. You digging this this twofer deal we got going on? Two shows every day for the price of one. Actually, there is no price because the podcast is actually free, broadcasted all around the world in over 100 countries. I thank you so much for plugging in, for the inspiration, the motivation, the empowerment, sharing some wacky stories, man, on the journey to Saturday. I mean, let me tell you something. It is a wild, wild ride. I want to talk about just playing half speed today. What happens when you choose to just play at half speed? Well, before we get started, let me just say one thing. You're going to get hurt. All right, you might get hurt pretty bad financially, emotionally, spiritually, physically, depending on what your business is and your model is. Yeah, don't want to scare you today, but we got to keep it real. All right, first things first, make sure you head on over to iTunes, give the show a 5-star rating. Do it, please, so others just like you, champions, really the champions, the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur, they can find the show easily on iTunes. The more 5-star ratings we get, the higher the show is ranked. And it's all because of you. And that's the way you can help. Keep the show free and keep it blasted all around the world, man. It's just a it's a movement. It's a movement created many, many years ago. You want to create a movement yourself? Do this. Play full out. Play full speed. Let me give a couple of analogies. I went for a run this morning. Had some friends in. Dear friends last night from Indy. The Hack and Sands. You know, I met my buddy Dave in 1997, November of 1997, 17 years ago, right around this time of the year. I got relocated to Cincinnati, Ohio from my sales job in Buffalo, New York. And they brought in a lot of sales reps from all of our different divisions around the country because we had just opened up an office in Cincinnati. And we had to hit the ground running. Had no time to learn, didn't have time to really train people. We needed a lot of experienced sales reps. I had about 7 years into the company at the time. Hack, that's his name, Dave Hackinson. Hack probably had, 4 or 5 years in at the time. Top sales reps, brought really some hired guns. Good, sharp people, great people. Made a lot of great friendships, man. We had a lot of fun, too. But our wives hit it off. We were at Dave and Buster's on a Saturday night, kind of just to get to know everybody, the families, and hang out and play some games, have a couple beers. And just formed a really strong friendship. And Dave and I were in the trenches together in sales and management, upper-level management. I pulled the ripcord on the company in 2005. Dave got promoted before that. Actually, he went around into different divisions around the company. And he took a new job just this past year in Indy, lighting it up. And now we're close. We're two hours away. So anyway, had friends in from out of town last night. And yeah, the Guinness was flowing. The laughs were flowing. We needed it, man. It was kind of a rough week with our daughter and the NICU. Up and down, as I've talked about. And we had a great time last night. But what do you do the next day? I mean, you know, you're trying to, you're trying to sleep off a little bit too much fun last night. And so I went for a run and ran. I did it, man. I just had, you know, when you have a night like that, I don't know about you, but when you least, the thing you least want to do is the thing that you need to do the most. I mean, we had pizza, we had wings, we had beer, great time, a lot of laughs, but you got to get up and get after it the next day and work that stuff off. So I was going for a run this morning, and whenever I run like slower, I don't know if this happens to you when you work out. I know it's a fact. I mean, if you lift weights and you don't focus and put everything you got into lifting that weight, you're going to pull a muscle, you're going to do some damage to your body. I mean, you can't do it half-assed, you know? And same thing when I run. When I'm running a little bit slower, I feel pain in my knees and my calves and my joints. I mean, thighs, everywhere. You know, it's just when I'm running faster and I'm running with purpose, I'm running better. And I don't feel sore, and I don't even think about how sore I am. When I start out, because when I start out running, I start out with kind of a really slow jog for the first mile. I mean, kind of a deliberate, let's get the limbs worked out. Let's kind of, you know, just purposely go slow. It takes me probably nine and a half minutes to run my first mile. And then once I kick it in, I use this app on my phone, and it's called Map My Run. And it maps your GPS. It's got a GPS built into the app, and it tells you after you've hit 1 mile, it stops. It says 1 mile, distance 1 mile, time 9 minutes, 30 seconds, split 9 minutes, 10 seconds. You know, and it tells you every mile. So on your second mile, it tells you your split time, what you ran for the past mile, and what your aggregate total is and all that. So you get the picture. So the first mile, when I'm running real slow, I'm deliberately just trying to work my, you know, the legs and arms, getting them, you know, limbed up. And then once I hit that mile, I'm off. You know, I pick up the pace, and I try to get down below 8 minutes and ultimately below 7 minutes. And a couple of years ago, below 6 minutes. But if you don't have that app on your phone, check it out, Map My Run. It's a great app. It's free. And it'll track your time if you want to run. So anyway, I'm thinking the reason I do that and I pick up the pace and I run faster is because I hurt myself when I run slower. And it's the same way when I'm in the gym. If I'm lifting a heavy weight, yet I'm not really focused and I'm just kind of like, well, let's see how it goes. I'll hurt myself badly. And I know you know what I'm talking about because I'm sure it's happened to you as well when you're exercising. And if you don't go full out, you know, your body's like, I don't know what to do. I'm confused. I mean, are we resting here? Are we going full? I don't know what I should do. I'm really confused. And when you start confusing your body and your muscles and your mind and you're not focused and you're really scattered, that's when you're going to get hurt. Think about like when you're driving a car too, when you're on the highway. You're not keeping up with traffic. Speed limit's 55. You got to go 55. You're going to get in an accident. You're going to cause an accident. You know, no different. You can cause more, in my opinion. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, right? You're on the highway and somebody's in the middle lane going 45 miles an hour, holding up traffic. People end up getting hacked off and they try to go around and through and or side of the road and everybody's mad. You got to keep up. You got to go 55. Speed limit's 55, go 55. It's 65, go 65. And if you can't do that, get way over to the right and just don't bother anybody. You're going to get hurt. You're going to cause an accident. It's the same thing in business, man. If you can't go full out and if you can't compete at the highest level all the time, don't even show up that day because you're going to end up getting hurt financially. What if you put half an effort into your business? What's going to happen? You know the answer. You know, I'm going to open up this business and I'll, you know, instead of working 7 days a week, I'll show up four and I'll come in at 8, leave at noon, come back at 4, work till 7. You know, you're toast. You're done. You know, I remember 1998, I was looking to buy a restaurant back in a small town in Pennsylvania. Another great idea that I had at the time. And it was in a very small, I mean, population had to be like 3,000 people. I brought my wife on some wacky journeys in my life. I don't know. Yeah, I was just frustrated again with a job, and I just wanted to buy something. And back in my hometown, it was a restaurant for sale about 20 miles outside of town. And long story short, the guy was actually, he's going to sell it to me for 150 grand. He's going to hold 100 grand of the paper, and I'd pay him on the side over the next 10 or 15 years. I mean, it was a sweet deal. A lot of cash was flowing through, not a lot of credit cards. So, you know, you can put a little bit of cash away, and it was a really great opportunity, but I wasn't into it. I just didn't. And the owner sensed it. I said, and I think that he was all gung-ho. I mean, he wanted to sell it to me. Young kid, sharp kid, had a lot of energy. And he knew, you know, being an older guy, he was going to kind of mentor me in the restaurant and show me how to work it. And I said something that just killed the deal. And I could tell as soon as I said it, I killed the deal. And the guy never called me again. I mean, this guy was calling me right up until the meeting, emailing me every day. Hey, look, just make me an offer. I want you to have this. I like you. I definitely like your wife. And I think you two would be great for the restaurant and blah, blah, blah. And you could take it over and I'll hold the paper. And so when I had that meeting with him, I said, wow, this is great. I could totally see myself doing this. I could golf every day and kind of check on things in the restaurant. And I could see just, you know, when you just see the air going out of the balloon, you know, it's like, zzzz. And you could just tell the look on his face. It was over. And it was over because he knew that that just wasn't a recipe, no pun intended, for a restaurant. You have to be there morning, noon, night, overseeing the employees, making sure everything's running smoothly. I mean, refrigerator breaks down or the oven doesn't work or there's a problem. Somebody wants to talk to the owner. And also, look, employees, if they're not stealing from you, they're thinking about how to. You got, especially in an all-cash business, you got to be there. And as soon as I said that, fatal mistake, man. And it was a blessing in disguise. I mean, that was not for me at that point in time. I mean, golly, I think I had just turned 30 years old. I had a lot more living to do before I settled down into a little, you know, population 3,000 people town with a restaurant. But my point is, my plan was to play that thing half speed, you know, and go golfing the rest of my time. I was just immature, and that's kind of an idiot too. I mean, think about it. Who does that? But I ended up doing the same thing at Quiznos when I bought it in 2005. Problem is, I didn't ever golf. I had no time. I just worked myself to death and ran that business into the ground. See, you get, it's just as important to know the things you don't want to do in life as it is the things that you do want to do. So when you're doing anything half speed, he knew I was going to only run that thing at half speed, and I was going to run it right into the ground, take his name and everybody else did all the hard work he had put into that and drive it right into the ground. Take that and compare that to what I do today. You know, now I'm doing two podcasts a day, speaking on stages, creating products, getting involved in different business opportunities because it's everything that I'm passionate about. And it's very easy to play full out when you're passionate about what you do. So my message today, for this Saturday's message, the second podcast for today, is don't do anything half speed. If you're going to drive halfway, get in the right lane on the highway and do your 45 and a 55. But don't cause an accident. You're not going to play with the big boys and girls going 55 and 65 at half speed. You're going to get wiped out, and you're going to cause them to get wiped out as well. You can hurt somebody's business and their dream by not bringing your passion to the team. You know, especially you're involved in any type of team, whether it's an employee, a sales office, network marketing, you're on a team. You got to bring your A game every day with your passion, or you're going to cause a lot of trauma for other people. Not even counting yourself. So I was thinking about that when I was running today. I was like, wow, that's a metaphor because whenever I try to just tiptoe a little bit when I run, I hurt myself. I hurt myself. Playing any sport, you're going to hurt yourself if you don't play at full speed. Play full speed in business, whatever that means to you. Play full speed when you work out. And look, guys, take some time off and recover and rejuvenate yourself. Don't just spend 24 hours a day thinking and doing your business. That's not healthy either. That's a recipe for a heart attack. Have some fun. Make every day Saturday. My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.